Hi, my name is James of the KBPS student staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Lily St. Martin of McDaniel High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KBPS.
Thank you.
So I have a couple questions lined up for you. First off, how does it feel to officially be a Rose Festival Princess now?
Well, it's settled in a little bit, but when I was first selected, it was so crazy. I didn't really realize it was happening. The announcer said my name, and then it was like I was getting so tossed around. Everyone was trying to take pictures of me and like interview me, and I'm so bad at interviews, and it was so overwhelming. But it was super super fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a really crazy time, but it sounds like a lot of fun. So why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess in the first place?
Well, my mom ran for princess when she was in high school, and so did some of my cousins, but none of them ever really made it to princess. So I wanted to win for them.
Oh, so carrying on like the legacy for your family. That's very sweet of you. So how does it feel to be representing McDaniel High School as the Rose Princess?
It feels good. Sometimes I'm not a 4-year student at McDaniel. I transferred in last year as a junior, I don't know that I'm totally like qualified to really represent, but like hopefully I'm doing my best, and I'm really proud to be part of the McDaniel community.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're doing wonderful right now.
Thanks.
So what was your community's reaction to your selection as the Rose Princess?
Everyone I knew was pretty excited. Everyone was like, "Oh my gosh, congrats. This is so awesome. Princess Lily, Princess Lily." And I was like, "Oh, so much. I can't take it." It was really sweet. It was really overwhelming though. It was a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you?
I was born and raised in Portland. So I think that this is like such an amazing way to be part of Portland's culture. And it's really cool that I'm not only like a citizen of Portland, but like I'm like part of the community in a different way. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. One of Portland's oldest traditions.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Are there any like life experiences that have kind of helped you find the confidence to be able to take this step?
Yeah, I definitely say joining newspaper last year, because I went into McDaniel being pretty like shy and reserved and stuff. And, but like with newspaper, I've met so many amazing people and made so many friends. And so I think it's like the support of my friends that I got this year really encouraged me to go for it.
Yeah. That's great. I'm glad that you found your place with the newspaper.
Yeah.
So talk about this year's Rose Festival theme and what it means to you.
Yeah, so the theme this year is focus on fun. Mm-hmm. And my speech was mostly about like how I work with kids as well, and how kids taught me, or like they didn't necessarily teach me, but they reminded me how to have fun and like just kind of let loose a little bit. Working with kids, it reminded me what it was like to be a kid. And so I think every day I just channel my inner child. Have some fun.
That's a good mentality to have. Yeah. Totally catch your drift. Well, why are you passionate about public health and making the community safer?
Let's see. I think public health is super, super important. Obviously, of course, as always. And this is a good question. I've never really thought about that. I think that public health and policy and like urban planning and stuff, all that kind of stuff that I want to go into is really important, especially urban planning in Portland with like the houseless population. And that's something that I want to face and like cater to houseless people and support them in whatever means necessary.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you have some really wonderful goals for your future. Yeah. And I'm excited to see where you go from here.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you mentioned before, you're a journalist and reporter for your school's paper. Could you tell me maybe a little more about that, if there's anything else you want to add on to that?
Yeah, so I'm also the social media manager for that as well, which is super, super fun. My editors and my advisor have given me so much freedom with like really almost whatever I want to do on Instagram or TikTok, which is like so much fun. And then I was also newly selected as the online associate editor. So I just help my other online editor in chief with whatever he needs. He's super cool. He's like the best person to work with, I think. And then I'm also a reporter. I really only do like feature stories and reviews and stuff. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Do you have any, like examples of any of the stories that you've covered?
Yeah. Oh, let me think. I reviewed the movie The Whale, I think last December
With Brendan Fraser, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And that movie was it hit so close to home for me. Right. And so I just like, oh my God, I have to talk about this. I have to voice my opinion. And I'm honestly pretty proud of that review because it wasn't like, I wasn't like, oh my God, this movie is so good. Everyone should go see it. I was like very like, I don't know. It really challenges the audience and like,
It's really great that you found kind of a thing that you're really passionate about and you get to be able to talk about that. That's really something that's super fun. Yeah. Well, in the future, KBPS would love to air some of those stories.
Awesome.
So which social media site do you use the most and why do you like it?
Like in my personal time?
Just in your personal time.
Probably Instagram. Because I don't know. I just like, I can find more people on there. It's easier than like TikTok. And like Snapchat is boring, but Instagram, you have like the explore page.
Right.
You have all your mutuals. Right. Stories. So, I don't know.
A lot of different things to do on there. So do you have any favorite type of like music genre or like any favorite artist or songs?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, sorry,
Totally transparent, and this is like honestly really embarrassing, but I went to New York I think 2 weeks ago and I started listening to Hamilton, and that's like the only thing I've been listening to, and I'm not proud of it, but it's whatever.
That's pretty cool.
But like other than that, I really like SZA and like Doja Cat.
Oh, R&B, I love SZA too. Definitely great to hear from another SZA fan. Yeah, super great artist. Love her music. Well, if you had one, or if you could kind of narrow it down, would you say you have like a secret superpower of any sort?
Oh God. I'd say I don't know.
That's always a little bit of a curveball question.
Let me think about this.
Oh yeah, take your time. No worries.
I think I'm a pretty patient person. Like I don't really get mad very easily.
Yeah, that's really a great trait to have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty patient.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here and talk to us today. I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess, Lily St. Martin from McDaniel High School. My name is James, reporting from AM 1450 KBPS. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome talking to you.